This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Plummer, P-L-U-M-M-E-R, first name, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, the date of evaluation, 01-27-2013. The chief complaint is shortness of breath. The HBI. The patient is a 68-year-old white female with history of severe COPD, diabetes, asthma, and history of DVT, who presented to the emergency room at San Leandro Hospital on 113, correction, on 111-2013, period. She underwent evaluation and was found to have evidence of severe gradient across the LV, period. The patient was further found to have evidence of systolic anterior movement of the mitral valve, and she was found to have evidence of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy and further evidence of moderate severe aortic stenosis, period. She had presented in with shortness of breath and was initially given fluids. However, as she was subsequently found to have evidence of congestive heart failure, she was diuresed, period. The patient's hospital course at that time was otherwise unremarkable. She was discharged to home on, correction, discharged to the skilled nursing facility on home oxygen, period. She was again admitted to the San Leandro Hospital on 1/21/2013 after her initial discharge, period. At that time, she was felt to have acute COPD exacerbation. Diastolic congestive heart failure and chronic respiratory failure, period. She was discharged from the San Leandro Hospital on the 22nd of January, period. She was once again admitted to the skilled nursing facility, at which time I assumed her care. Her past medical history, as noted, includes that of COPD / respiratory failure, next number, moderate severe aortic stenosis, next number, hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, next number, history of DVT, next number, depression, next number, diabetes, next number, asthma. The patient further has history of pulmonary embolism and was maintained on Coumadin, period. Her past surgical history is unremarkable. The medications at discharge included Coumadin, 5 milligrams, HS, low on ox, 60 milligrams, BID, Ativan, 1 milligram, BID, Advair Discus, 500/50, 1 inhalation, BID, Percocet, PRN for pain, Celexa, 20 milligram once a day, Combivent, 1 inhalation, 2 puffs, BID, Singulair, 10 milligrams orally daily. Multivitamins, 1 tablet once daily, Verapamil, 10 milligrams, TID, nicotine patch, 14 milligrams, Q24 hours, 1 patch to the upper arm daily, prednisone, 10 milligrams once a day for 2 days, then 5 milligrams a day. Spiriva, 18 micrograms, 1 inhalation daily. The allergies, penicillin causes rash. The family history, mother passed away from a stroke and father with congestive heart failure. Social history, the patient smokes half a pack a day. She admits to occasional alcohol use. The review of systems, constitutional. She has had no fever, chills, or weight loss. The HENT, no head trauma, no sinus infection. The ears are unremarkable. The respiratory, she has had several admissions for acute on chronic respiratory failure period. She has COPD and is oxygen dependent as noted. Cardiac, she has recent diagnosis of moderate aortic stenosis and congestive heart failure. She further has history of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, period. She has congestive heart failure with normal LV function and evidence of diastolic dysfunction, period. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 80, respiratory correction pulse of 75, respiratory rate of 18. She is afebrile. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HENT, head is atraumatic, normocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive. Midaster is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. The neck reveals no adenopathy. There is no thyromegaly. Respiratory, she has normal excursions. Chest is somewhat barrel shaped. The lungs reveal scattered bronchi, but no wheezes. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm. She has a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. She further has a distinct aortic murmur in the aortic region radiating to the carotid, period. The abdomen is benign, back, kyphotic, but no costal vertebral angle tenderness. Extremities demonstrate trace to 1 plus EMA. The impression, this is a 68-year-old female with recurrent symptoms of dyspnea and respiratory failure, period. She is found to have moderate severe AS and severe hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. She has recent episode of congestive heart failure. Patient currently is admitted to the skilled nursing facility at Oakland Care. She will require ongoing monitoring of her PT and INR given her pulmonary embolism and DVT period. She is further requiring rehab and physical therapy period. At this time, she remains partial cold, but no ventilator. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Of note, her cold status was previously established, and we are continuing current pulse, P-O-L-S-D.